The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I cannot imagine either being in Israel right now in these bomb shelters, the sirens going off, or having my kids there, my family there. But somebody who can absolutely relate to that is Ruthie Bloom, who's the former advisor to the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, senior contributing editor at JNS. And obviously, you know Ruthie. We've had her on many times, and she's fantastic and a brave lady and an expert worldwide on U.S.-Israel relations. So good morning, Ruthie. I pray for the safety of your family. I know you're now in New York. Usually when we talk to you, you're actually in Israel, but I've been praying for the safety of your friends and family.
Oh, thank you so much. It's very frustrating being in New York when this historic event is happening and with my children and grandchildren in Israel running to bomb shelters and spending the night there, in fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and I feel frustrated. Look, it's true that I'm safe physically, but this is an incredible time, and to be missing it is a disappointment to me.
Yeah, I imagine, I mean, as far as not just for your family and friends, but as a, you know, award-winning as a journalist, and those instincts kick in as well, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure I can relate to, you know, how you feel in that moment to say, I can't believe that of all times, you know, that you're in New York, but I'm glad you're safe. But can you take us inside this?
Yes, well, I'm getting, you know, minute by minute updates from my family and friends. Thank God for WhatsApp, social media. You know, the world has grown smaller in that respect, and the communications are immediate. So that's great. Okay, I can see when there are missiles, when there's a sirens going off in Israel, and I can hear immediately what happened, and I can talk to people on the ground there immediately, which is a huge help. And I'll tell you what's interesting about this case. I can give you an example of my son and his two children. He spent much of the since October 7th, 2023, when Hamas invaded Israel, my son spent months in Gaza as a reservist. And his children, aside from having to run to bomb shelters, et cetera, were just devastated that he wasn't there. This time, he's with them. And not only is he with them, but he's not going to work because his office is closed. In fact, his office building was hit by a missile. Mm. So they now have him 24/7, and he has set up the bomb shelter with all kinds of fun things. The kids in the neighborhood are having a big slumber party. He set it up, first of all, snacks. And then he said with the grown-ups started bringing things like cognac into the bomb shelter. And the children are on their iPads and laptops, and they're playing cards and drawing. So it's this weird, surreal situation. But partly what enables that, and a lot of humor, a lot of jokes, is that there's a sense of exhilaration that we are finally taking care of the Iranian threat.
And so with that, what I've been focusing on this morning, all morning, Ruthie, is the idea of, you know, taking out Fordo. In other words, that fortress that was built, that was finished being built in about 2009, about 100 miles from Tehran, and that we're hearing about this military fortress where they basically work on, or could potentially work on, however you want to word that, depending on which intelligence information reports you believe, but that if they took that out, that critical command center, it would require this specialty type of mother of all bunker busters that would have to be dropped from a B-2 Spirit stealth bomber. In other words, it's the one thing that Israel is not known to have the capability for, to go deep down into the mountains, into this notorious command center that Iran built, like I say, completed, and we have established that it was completed back in 2009. What do you think of that kind of scenario, and does that ring true to you? And then on top of that, what kind of support would the rest of the world, Trump, like to see from Iran's neighbors if something like that, as far as military hardware from the United States assisting in helping to wipe out Iran's nuclear capabilities?
Okay, well, first of all, what we know, okay, we have certain things that we know. One of them is that radar has detected several, I think it's about 24 refueling jets, 17 of which are from the U.S., headed toward the Middle East. That's one thing we know. Another thing we know is that a couple of months ago, there were 6 B-2 stealth bombers placed on Diego Garcia. Now, about a month ago, they were returned to the United States, although somebody, a military expert, said to me, it doesn't matter that they were returned. They can always fly back. Okay. The kind of bombers you mentioned can hold those 30,000-pound bunker busters. Each B-2 stealth bomber can hold 2 of those. It's quite extraordinary when you think about it. Look, the trouble is the distance. The distance from Israel to Iran is about 2,000 kilometers. From America, it's several more thousand. And so you need to refuel. But the refueling jets are on their way. So here's my feeling. My feeling is this. President Trump expressed yesterday on Air Force One that he's fed up mm-hmm. with the Iranians. I mean, that's my wording, of course. Mm-hmm. But he did say it in so many words. He said there, and he also, as you pointed out, that you've been sharing his Truth Social posts. He said that he warned the Iranians. He said Tehran should, all the residents of Tehran should evacuate. So if you look at the clues here, what you're seeing is one of two possibilities. Either America is going to enter this war and take care of Fordo, or is going to provide Israel with the necessary tools to do so. The reason I believe that President Trump is going to enter, I don't know for sure, of course. The reason I believe it is that I think that he does want to be part of this historic moment. And if you see what Ambassador to Israel, U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee posted on Truth yes. Social, and Trump shared it, it's that God has selected him. I'm again paraphrasing. I'm not reading from it. To that he is a figure. God has chosen him to do what's necessary, and that this moment hasn't been seen since World War II. And I think it's not an accident that Trump retweeted that, yes. or reposted it, is what you call on Truth Social. So all of these things indicate that there is movement towards cooperation between the United States and Israel in some fashion to take out Fordo. In the meantime, I can tell you right now, the Arab world is cheering whatever else they say, because Iran is a huge threat to the Arab countries who are constantly in difficulty with their Muslim Brotherhood populations, et cetera. And so I think what we're seeing is huge movement towards real victory here.
And so has anybody issued warnings as far as that you've heard a timeline as far as when that might happen? Would it be, so is today too early? Would it be more like tomorrow or Thursday? Do you have any kind of timeline in mind?
No, nobody mentioned a timeline, but I think that the fact that President Trump left the G7 summit mm-hmm. early
yes.
and to return to the White House, where he apparently reportedly convened the National Security Council, I think it indicates that it would be sooner rather than later, or at least mm-hmm. are preparing. And I'm certain that he has been coordinating this with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Now, we don't, again, a timeline we don't know, but part of this, we need the element of surprise, you see. If you reveal too much, it's mm-hmm. not good.
Yeah, I think you and I, we're on the same wavelength here. Ruthie, I pray for your family's safety, but I do think within the next 48 hours, I imagine that we're going to see some action here, and just praying for peace. Ruthie Bloom, thank you so much for joining us. You're such an important voice, and we just appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn. It's it's mutual. It's mutual.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.